Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
With Happy Hour.
Hey.
Let's go.
We are here on St. Patrick's Day, ready to entertain you. I am now realizing I forgot to change everyone's names, so I will do that. I will do that very quickly.
Already off to
while, start. Yeah, while I do that and figure out everyone's names and put them on here, why don't we go around and introduce who will be partaking in today's happy hour? We, of course, to my left have Lauren Rosenberg of Your Dose of Death.
Yo, what's good in the neighborhood?
Under him, on my screen at least, underneath him, we have Sean Taggart of Pure.
What's up, everyone? It's been a while.
And, of course, we have my co-host on Independent Waters, Zach Batista.
Oh, what's up?
How is everyone doing today? How's everyone feeling on this, this very rainy, very dreary, at least over in Jersey, it's rainy and dreary, St. Patrick's Day?
I'm doing great. I watch AEW, so I'm already in a good mood.
Nice. What did you think about AEW?
That was a good show. I think they're definitely in the building stages for a lot of storylines heading to Double or Nothing. I'm glad that the right person won in the main event. Because, God, if... Spoilers, for any of you don't want spoilers. If Britt won, I don't know what the fuck I would have done. Where do you go from there?
I don't know, honestly.
I'm
glad we don't
brain.
Think about that.
That's true. That's not a problem we have to deal with.
I was literally just looking at my dad, like, where do you go from here? She's beating everyone. There's no one left.
Yeah. But Thunder Rosa is going to, I think, going to bring a new, like, air of freshness to this title.
I would hope that she would get healed up before she wrestles again, so that way she's in tip-top shape. I feel like it's affecting her, but at the same time, I don't know if it's affecting her or not, because I'm not Thunder Rosa.
True.
She won't let you know if it is either, probably.
True.
She'll fight through the pain. That's what she does. That's just how she do.
She's a badass.
Yep. I just finished the latest Deathmatch Challenger show before jumping on.
How was that? Hold on, yeah, let's get some Deathmatch in here. We do have the host of YDOD and of course Deathmatch fan Sean Taggart. What do we got?
So Vixen and York started off with the Nora Barbwire match.
Was it Mad Dog Vixen or York Vixen?
Let me just double check. I think it was Mad Dog. I think you're right, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it was Mad Dog. And then we had Joel versus Will Walker, which was very good. Very nice, and it shined a new light into the Australian deathmatch scene with Will Walker, who I think is going to be one of the next breakout stars over there.
Yeah, he is.
Very cool. Sounds like it was a good show.
Yeah.
I highly recommend DMDU to anybody who hasn't watched yet.
Yeah, didn't you just do a whole episode on DMDU?
Well, I mean, with Joel, I had Joel on before he came over here for his US tour, which has been, by the way, absolutely killer. If you haven't catched ICW or the fact that he did a 200 light tube death match with Tremont on a Monday at H2O, which was spectacular in all the sense of the word. But no, yeah, I did a thing with Joel. He's a good friend of the show, and I mean, I've been absolutely super proud of him coming to the States for the first time in 9 years. Ooh. And just been consistently putting on great match after great match.
And he's underway right now in a deathmatch tournament over in Michigan.
At Horror Slam, yeah. He's doing that Motor City, whatever it's called, deathmatch tournament.
Motor City Machine Gun?
Like, no, damn it, Zach, I was about to say it.
It's like a really long name I have no time to look up.
Just Motor City something, something, something.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
I do have a game... I will say that Ryan sent in before he's not here today, obviously, but he wanted to make his presence known, so he sent us a game. And I just want to discuss, of course, we all know the big announcement that was made a few weeks ago. Sean specifically is probably most interested in this, but TK bought Ring of Honor.
Yes.
And yes. Ryan was wondering what other things TK might buy now that he's got a big pile of money sitting on and could just buy a bunch of stuff. What are you guys thinking?
Oh my, what else could TK buy?
Wait, we should go over what he has already.
Yeah, and then after we go over what he has already, we'll go in order and start naming, listing things he could buy.
Okay. I mean, he has AEW. He is part owner of the Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars, for all you football fans. He is the owner of Fulham's, the football club in England as well. And now he's owner of Ring of Honor.
And he has that analytics company that
he... Yes, he has that too. Analytics company. So,
it's only natural for him to buy the Orlando Magic next.
Yeah.
Just buy out. You know what? Let's go bigger. What if he just buys Florida?
Just buy all of Florida.
Buy all of Florida and make it all just a big arena for AEW.
No, he needs to buy. Okay.
I'm just going to name it Tony Conada. That was terrible.
Canada.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Screw you, Canada. There's gonna be Canada.
What? Canada.
Fuck. Man. I hate it. Love it. What the hell?
He should just buy all the blimps and do a wrestling show on a blimp.
He's just gonna buy a PlayStation 6 before it even gets invented.
He needs to buy a Goodyear blimp to say he can do a wrestling show on a freaking blimp.
With Dan
House. My. Yeah, Danhausen. Yeah. It's gotta be Danhausen's blimp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Load of monies.
Do they even.
Not his monies.
Aren't there only like five Goodyear blimps still floating around the US or something? It's a very small number. Just because.
They're almost like an endangered species in a way.
Yeah.
If you see a Goodyear blimp, remember, if you're cold, they're cold. Bring them inside. And don't shoot it down, please.
Don't shoot it down.
They're endangered. think about the species.
think about the Hindenburg.
Oh my god.
You know, I thought about making that joke and then I didn't. But I'm so glad someone did.
R.I.P.
TK's just gonna buy IWA.
No, not after today. No.
Wait, what do you mean after today? What happened?
He's gonna make it less shitty.
He's going to buy East Coast, Mid-South, Deep-South, and then he's going to bring back IWA Japan.
And then he's going to bring back CZW.
PK will revive MLW from the grave.
That ain't happening because it's already back, unless no one knew about it.
No one knows about it. I think that's fair enough to say.
Yeah, I think that's a good general statement about CZW.
Try not to get buried here, but at least if TK tries to buy CZW... He won't have another DJ Hyde, possibly, where he just leaves the contract on the table and doesn't sign it. If you know, you know.
Damn. Lauren taking shots that only some people get.
Freaking Deej.
I met that guy a few times.
I'm so sorry.
I am so sorry.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
He should have paid you for you to meet him.
Wow. Was it a meet and greet?
No, it was... So for a while, I was going around different, like, places in Jersey. Because I wanted to learn how to be... I was thinking about learning how to be a referee or a commentator.
Sure.
So I was going around to different spots, and one of the spots was CZW, because I didn't know they were straight garbage. And it was, like, before everything came out, so I was like, yeah, I've heard of CZW. They seem like a decent... A place full of people who are up and coming. Like, that's fine. I'll try there. And I spent... I went there for, like, three... I went there 3 different days, or 2 days, I think. One day I went, and I was like, hey... I talked to some people, and then I ended up talking to DJ, and we were talking about, like, hey, I was thinking about being a referee or commentator. Do you think I could, like sit in on something and, like, watch, and then maybe... and then I'll, like, consider blah, blah, blah. You know, like, we were just talking. And then he was like, yeah, if you want... a couple of days before, what is it, Cage of Death is their big one?
Cage of Death or Tournament of Death?
Yeah, it was right before Cage of Death. And he was like, if you come to Cage of Death, you can like, watch, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff, try to maybe get a hand in on, like, the production idea, because I told him I was, like, a video editor, I told him I'd like to do broadcast stuff. He's like, yeah, just come, you can, sit by the production and see what's going on. And then when I got there, he wanted me to be there from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. for free.
Oh, what the fuck?
And then when I went over towards the broadcast area to, like, you know, learn stuff like you said I could, they shooed me away and made me do a bunch of manual labor, and then I left an hour in. I was like, fuck this. I got conned.
They were short of Ring Boy and it was you.
Yeah, literally.
Whoops.
Yeah, production guy, come here and not do all.
I got conned so hard.
Hey, can you put the ring together? You know how to, right?
That's literally what they did. He was like, yeah. Can you help these guys put the ring together? I was like, I've never put a ring together in my life. Oh, I've literally never done this. I don't know what I'm doing.
Ah, nah, you'll be fine. You know what you're doing, right?
No, it was wild. They just, like, expected me to know exactly what was going on, and I was like, I'm gonna go grab lunch, and then I just left. never came back.
I'm gonna get lunch. Never see it again.
Part of me wanted to stay so I could see the show for free, but then the other part of me was like, I don't want to be here for 12 hours for free doing nothing as a volunteer. Like, F that.
Don't even pat your lobe. What travesty.
I did a Gabe Sapolsky seminar.
Like, I'm sorry?
So, he did, like, a live version, or, like, a seminar version of his booking secrets.
Mm-hmm.
This was, like, right around the time he was doing Evolve and stuff like that. So, I went to the Elm Core before a show, and he did, before the doubleheader of Evolve and Progress. So, I was there a little bit before, and we did the whole seminar. And, like, the entire time, he was checking his phone. He's like, oh, excuse me, Paul's texting me. I have to take this. And he was like, hey, Hunter, what's going on? Yeah, no, he's going to look strong tonight.
Oh, my God.
And it was just him talking to Triple H the entire time, with him going, yeah, so the idea here is to make these certain people look strong because Hunter's really interested in them.
Duh.
I'm like, oh, come on. And then somebody asked him, why does Darby Allin look like a dumbass? Because this is, like, right before they were making him look really strong and it looked like he was going to win either the WWN or Evolve title. And then all of a sudden, they just, like, cut his push. And he flat out said it was because Hunter wasn't interested.
Jesus.
That's...
This guy.
And then I witnessed somebody shit themselves during the Progress show.
Hold on. You can't just keep dropping like BuzzFeed headlines on us and not elaborating.
You've never heard the story about the Encore shitter during the show?
Clearly not.
Okay, so they were obviously, this was the Progress show in 2018 that they came to do in New York, and the building was over capacity. And it was like July, so dead of summer, So it was like 150, 120 degrees inside, it felt like. Oh, and people were like, the guy passed out from heat stroke and then immediately shit himself right after TK Cooper dislocated his ankle right in front of him.
Oh my God. What a disaster.
Jesus. I don't know if I would shit myself, but I would probably like just be like scared for TK Cooper. That was because he like the way he landed. He landed right in the with the metal guardrail.
Oh no!
You just watch from the angle that some people are. You just watch the ankle like bend, like his foot like bend like that, and
like Phoenix when he dislocated his elbow, but it looked like his arm snapped in half.
Yeah, but you could, and then he tried to get up and he couldn't. That was also the show that Pete Dunne was supposed to wrestle, and then he couldn't because the night before he got injured pretty bad.
That show was cursed. Yeah.
That show was cursed, and then that was the next day they were supposed to go to Massachusetts to do a doubleheader with Beyond, and their bus never showed up.
Wow, what a cursed-ass weekend they had. That's awful.
And then you look at Progress now, and it's... It is what it is. But I mean, honestly, though, it seems like they're stepping away from WWE. I know they have Dragunov coming in, but a lot of their cards aren't headlined by some of the same people you see in NXT UK.
Well, yeah, because NXT UK is like, you can't do UK indies anymore, so...
Oh, they switched that? Because for a while... Because, what's it called?
I'm pretty sure, like, there was a thing, like, last year or so where
they can't do... They can't do main matches if they're wrestling. They have to do a dark match because
exactly.
He's wrestling Charlie on a dark match for Eve.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone wanted to see on the stream, and then they're like, "Oh no, it's a dark match."
Whoops.
So more things TK can buy with his money pile.
Wow.
Progress.
Progress. Yeah.
I mean, a GoGo showed up one time, so.
It's not in the WWE Network,
I think. TK's just going to be the owner of a new coffee shop in Switzerland.
Claudia's Coffee. He's going to venture with Casagnoli.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That's how they're going to debut Cesaro.
Claudia's Coffee.
It's just going to be a segment on Dynamite where it's just going to be like a completely out of nowhere segment on Dynamite. They're going to be like, oh, we have an important message from Tony Khan. They're going to cut to a coffee shop in Switzerland, and it's just going to be him and Cesaro just like
taking espresso, and then all
and that's it. There's going to be no talking. They're just going to be sitting there sipping coffee.
And what's it called? The chefs wear, you know.
On apron?
Apron. Mm-hmm. I'll come in just an apron, Chris Hero.
Oh my God!
And on the apron it just says "All Elite" in like Sharpie.
Yeah. Then they do the Kings of Wrestling pose.
Oh,
Kings of Coffee.
Kings of Coffee, baby.
And what else can TK buy? He could probably buy SpaceX, or he could actually do his own version of SpaceX.
He's gonna buy SpaceX. So like before. He's going to have the first wrestling match in space.
You know what he could buy? White Claw.
He should have thought of that before letting Joey Janela go.
Oof. It's St. Patrick's Day, so obviously TK's going to buy all that green.
Ooh, green is good. Man. He could buy... He's gonna buy some alcoholic company in like the next 3 years. I can see it.
He's gonna buy Truly. Biggest swerve of the decade.
He buys Bubbly. He buys Bubbly. Hey Chris, I bought Bubbly.
The Bubbly.
There's just gonna be one of those like Dynamite Rampage double shows for like a live event. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and at the end he's just gonna come out and be like, "I've paid off all of your student loans," and then leave.
I
was so depressed. That I was in Newark. Like, why?
We were in Newark, and it was awesome.
Yeah, but he didn't pay off your student loans.
I know. I wish. Imagine TK's being like, "You no longer have student loans after this wrestling show. Congratulations."
I would be floored. I'd be like, "Oh my god."
I'd buy booze and just
If TK was like, you no longer have student loans, I would just be like, oh, $16 beer suddenly isn't that bad.
I can afford one of those.
That pro wrestling show across the country suddenly seems affordable now.
Oh, man.
Take it to the collective, anyone?
I would buy some nice-ass seats, but what the fuck?
Is this Mortal Kombat?
All right, y'all. You know what this means.
This is Pokemon, probably.
This means it's game time.
Yes, it is the game time, isn't it?
So, it is St. Patrick's Day. So, I thought, what would be a better game than Guess That Wrestler Irish Edition? I have a list full of Irish professional wrestlers.
Okay.
And I have some hints about them. And based off of those, you have to guess who the wrestler is.
Okay.
Also, sorry for the random music. I don't have Ryan's game music, and that is the only other thing I have on this virtual soundboard.
I kind of appreciate that more.
It was the Pokemon Sword and Shield battle music.
Yep.
So I have a list of Irish independent or Irish professional wrestlers here, not just independent Irish professional wrestlers. I have a list of hints about them. If you guess right, you get points. We're all gonna buzz in here, and then so I have three hints for each wrestler, and the points you get for the question are gonna go down with each hint I give you guys. So if you get it off the first hint, you get 5 points. If you get it off of two hints, you get 3 points. If you get it off of three hints, you get 1 point. Got it?
Okay.
So and then whoever has the most points at the end of this, they will be receiving Venmo money from I will be Venmoing you money for a Shamrock Shake. That was the sentence I was trying to get out.
Hey, all right.
Because it is St. Patrick's Day, so I will send you money for a Shamrock Shake. Why don't we get started?
I can't wait to call some Scottish wrestler Irish by accident.
Ooh.
Generalization is real, man.
All right, so the first wrestler I have on this list wrestled for NWA UK, Hammerlock, NWA Pro Wrestling, New England Championship Wrestling, PWG, New Japan Pro Wrestling, WWE, and founded NWA Ireland with Paul Tracy.
Oh.
Okay, Lauren, is that your buzz-in?
Yeah, that's my buzzer. I don't care.
Okay, Lauren, first off the first clue. Let's see what you got.
Is it Fit Finley?
It is not.
Ooh, okay.
I will give you two a guess if you want one off of the first hint, so you can try to snag that 5 points. If not, I will go into the next hint.
I got nothing right now.
All right. This wrestler teamed with Ryusuke Taguchi in New Japan on the team Apollo 55.
Oh. Bing.
Sean?
Finn Balor.
Correct! The answer is Finn Balor!
I was thinking of guessing that. I was like, nah.
Sean gets 3 points. And this time I have a notepad, and your scores aren't being kept on a napkin like the last time I ran this show.
Do what we can.
Next up, worked mostly in the Queens of Chaos promotion and won the World Queens of Chaos Championship in 2006. Also wrestled for England's One Pro Wrestling and German Stampede Wrestling in 2006.
Well, that's all we get. Oh, fuck. Queens of Chaos.
I'll be going on to the second hint then. This question is now worth 3 points. Won an 18-woman battle royal in the International Women's Grand Prix at Korakuen Hall in Japan in 2005.
2005, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
2005. Drawing a blank here.
Used to post pun videos on Instagram during her time backstage and teamed with Sami Zayn in the Mixed Match Challenge.
I buzzed that first. I said
Zach did buzz first.
Yeah, Zach did.
That's Becky Lynch.
It is indeed Becky Lynch. You are correct.
I was saying that the entire freaking time. I just
really.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I forgot that she took that long break.
Yes.
From what I read, it was a 6-year break, I think.
I had no idea I forgot that she was wrestling back in 2006.
Yeah, she took she took a 6-year break, I think it was. Something like that.
Uh-huh.
But before she did that, she did a tour in Japan, which is where she won the 18-woman battle royal.
Okay.
There's just footage of that somewhere.
I tried to look for it. I couldn't find any.
Crazy.
One of the notable people in that battle royal though was Aja Khan.
Oh,
shit.
Next up. Wrestled for various companies under the joint promotions banner. They defeated Alan Kilby. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. I'm trying to read off my phone. Here we go. Defeated Alan Kilby on June 9th, 1982 to win their first title, the joint promotions British heavy middleweight title. I'm going deep for these facts.
Yeah, that's like you're going like they're on dates.
These are like deep cuts.
Because listen, some of the facts I didn't want to make them like super obvious like off the bat who they were. So I tried to go a little deeper.
Okay.
All right.
Fair. You've done that.
Next.
You've done a good job.
Next hint. This wrestler feuded with Lord Steven Regal in WCW and had a parking lot brawl, which resulted in Lauren.
Is it Fit Finlay?
It is Fit Finlay, indeed.
At least you got your go-to answer out of the way.
Well, I was waiting for some Japan hints, and there wasn't any. So.
But yeah, the rest of the hint was he feuded with Steven Regal in WCW, which resulted in Finlay getting glass in his eye, and he had to wrestle with an eye patch for like a few months. And the last hit for Finlay was entrant number two in the 2007 Royal Rumble. Started in the ring against Ric Flair and was eliminated 12th by Shawn Michaels.
God.
Oh, yeah.
What a throwback. Oh, fuck me.
Next up, this wrestler began their career as early as May 2nd, 2015 in Celtic Championship Wrestling in Cork, Ireland. They went on to wrestle in several Irish promotions, including Fight Factory Pro Wrestling Ulster, Over the Top Wrestling, and Phoenix Wrestling.
Buzz.
Sean?
Jordan Delvin?
Incorrect.
Devlin.
Good guess, though. Incorrect, but good guess.
Is this Sheamus?
It is not.
Oh, definitely. Oh, no.
Sheamus,
2015.
I'll take the next hint.
Made their televised debut February 13th, 2020 on NXT UK, defeating French recruit Amale. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Amale?
I 100% watched this match, too.
I don't know if that's sarcastic or not, but I believe you.
I back when NXT UK was like in its earlier stages, I watched it all the time. One of the few that I actually did. I'm the only one left, so I'm just going to say...
Everyone can still guess. Then we just have to move on to the next thing.
Don't have enough.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the last clue?
Yeah. Made their televised debut February 13th, 2020. On NXT UK, defeating French recruit Amale.
I'm going to buzz and say Kaylee Ray.
Incorrect. Kaylee Ray is Scottish, I believe.
She is Scottish, yeah.
First one. First of many that I'll make, 100%. Not on purpose, I assure you.
We literally had this conversation on last week's Happy Hour.
Uh-huh.
All right, the next hint. Their finishing move is the diving split leg drop, which they used to great effect to go on a winning streak in NXT UK.
It's a tag team?
No. I'm using they-them pronouns just to hide the gender so you can't narrow it down.
Okay.
Nope, I thought I had it, and then I realized they're British.
Any guesses? Any final guesses before I reveal the answer?
No
God,
idea.
I'm bad on this one.
The answer is Aofi Valkyrie. Aofi Valkyrie. Next up, this wrestler trained at Irish Whip Wrestling, then had their debut match for the promotion at their Mount Temple show on July 9th against Mark Burns, who they easily defeated. While you're thinking, I'm just going to... Because this music slaps.
Is Lauren checking with the computer?
No,
Lauren's cheating.
I'm on the Insta.
I'm so out of my realm of expertise for this.
Would you guys like the next hint?
Yes please.
Yeah. Alright. On November 3rd, 2006, this wrestler made an appearance on Raw at the Manchester Evening News Arena as part of the security team, ejecting DX from the ring, during which this wrestler was pedigreed by Triple H. Lauren?
Is this Sheamus?
It is Sheamus.
Oh. How did you know just from the fucking security team thing?
I remember that Sheamus was a security guard extra on Raw.
Okay.
The last hint was going to be the obvious one, and it was at TLC, this wrestler defeated John Cena in a tables match to win the WWE Championship.
John Cena.
Next wrestler.
Oh, boy.
All right, so Lauren, that was 3 points for you?
Yep.
All right. This wrestler trained under Robbie Brookside at NWA Scotland and made their debut in the Scottish Wrestling Alliance at the age of 20 and was part of England's Most Wanted with their tag partner, Scott Renwick.
Well, fuck.
Go on to the next set. I think we're stumped here.
Tag team, huh?
All right.
I have an idea, but...
This wrestler was in the final three of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania 33 and was eliminated by the eventual winner, Mojo Rawley.
Oh, fuck, it's Mojo's... Oh, wait.
It's...
Oh,
fucking hell. Thinking music, three? Activate.
Oh, who was three?
I'm kidding. I'm not gonna keep restarting that same song.
It was Ginger...
Do do do. This is where I kind of miss Ryan's soundboard when everyone's thinking.
I'm me and Sean over here, like just trying to rack our brains for who the fucking number three was. I remember that battle royal too.
I do too, because I was so pissed at.
Do we want the third and final hint?
Yeah.
Oh, skip.
Remember, I was like,
I have a feeling everyone's about to slam on their buzzers really fast. Along with Alexander Wolfe and Nikki Cross, this wrestler is part of the Heel faction. There it is. There it is. I don't know who was first between Zach and Lauren.
No, Lauren. I don't remember his name. I don't know his
Killian
name.
Killian Dane.
It is Killian Dane.
Oh, God. It was back when Sanity was still on the main roster, and they had a shit run, and I was pissed about that.
And then we have one last wrestler. They debuted professionally on October 10th, 2010, for a joint promotion held by Fight Factory Pro Wrestling and No Limit Wrestling between 2010 and 2011. Somebody buzz?
Yeah, it's me.
Sean?
I'm going to say it's Jordan Devlin.
It is not Jordan Devlin.
I give up.
It's not the Dev.
I've run out of Irish.
I had to save some Irish wrestlers for next St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, sure.
There's a ton.
I had nothing, man.
wrestled their first overseas match for the Japanese promotion Ice Ribbon. During the remainder of the 2013 summer, they wrestled steadily for Ice Ribbon.
Wait.
Lauren?
Is it Nikki Cross?
It is not.
Isn't she Scottish?
Oh, she's Scottish, yeah. Shit. I heard Ice Ribbon, and I'm like, oh, woman wrestler. Crap.
I don't actually know what that promotion is. I kind of want to know what the promotion. Now I kind of want to know more. Oh, you're shaking your head. That's not a good thing.
Kind of lost all the momentum now.
Okay.
Last hint.
Yeah.
Wrestled alongside their sister in the tag team, the Owens Twins.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know this.
The wrestler is Casey Owens.
Casey
Owens.
That's a real obscure one.
I still don't know who that is.
Listen, I had to make some hard. I had, like, Sheamus and Becky Lynch and Finn Balor on here. Those were the easy ones. I had to get some hard ones in here.
Oh, it's good. I'm just...
I had to get some difficult ones.
I have never seen this woman in my entire life.
I think you made her up.
No, she... There, I found... I found her.
Yeah. She was a creator wrestler from WWE 2K22.
Wait, what?
I made her from Dublin. No, I'm kidding. No, Casey Owens is absolutely a real wrestler.
Yeah, I'm looking her up now.
Fun fact, they're both from Belfast.
Northern Belfast.
So, yeah, that is Guess the Wrestler Irish Edition for St. Patrick's Day.
Motherfucker said, like, I'm gonna go deep, and he went, like, to the bottom of the fucking ocean, and I was like,
you dove into the deep end.
Some of the easier ones, I wanted to give harder hints, and then I also wanted to give some more difficult superstars to guess, since I didn't want to just throw you softballs with, like, the easiest ones, you know?
I mean, that's
that makes sense.
So, altogether, the score is 4-6-1, and the winner and receiver of a Shamrock Shake is Lord Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Sean, you came in second with 4 points. Zach, you have 1 point.
I'll take not getting shut out.
So Lauren, I will Venmo you $5 for a Shamrock Shake.
I might get a Shamrock Shake tomorrow.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'd probably do that. Even though I don't think I've ever actually had a Shamrock Shake.
Oh, dude, they're so good.
It tastes like green.
It's green.
Green.
All right. So that's all I got for happy hour this week. And our runtime is about an hour, so I think that is going to about wrap it up for this week's episode of the show.
I actually flew. What the fuck?
What an amazing time we all had today. Thank you guys for coming on. Thank you guys for being here on St. Patrick's Day and not at a bar drinking like every other person in the universe.
If I didn't do it last week, I did do it this week, okay?
Speaking on this live stream is very hard. Lauren, why don't you start us off with the plugs?
Okay. Your Nose to Death podcast will be back next week. Just gonna be kind of a little breeze through of just the news and all that good stuff. But if you haven't already, go listen to the now former ICW No Holds Barred American Deathmatch champion Joel Bateman chat with me for what is now the third time, the first time being in article form, the second time being on the podcast, and the third time when he decided to wake his Aussie butt up at 5 a.m. his time to speak with me, which he did not have to do, anyways. Still really personally really proud of him for just getting over here. Bummed I wasn't able to get time off to go see him, but go listen to that interview. Just gonna be doing another little news spiel for this next episode of Your Dose of Death. But also, if you want merch, I always am advertising merch, deathmatchworldwide.com, as well as What a Maneuver. The same iconic classic shirt on two different sites. You know where to go now. So, happy St. Patrick's Day. Don't do anything stupid. Be smart out there. You know the drill.
Sean, what do you got?
So, I just released Monday, the episode about WrestleRave 2003, the classic Trent Acid main event match against Homicide, his only singles match in Ring of Honor.
So, whoa.
Check that out. Next week, because I now switched to a weekly model, so you get more of me.
All right.
We'll start the coverage of WrestleMania week with the first Supercard of Honor back in 2006. And then I'll give you a preview the following week for Supercard, and then I'll do a live reaction to Supercard of Honor.
Very cool.
In the coming weeks.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Where can people find that?
So you can find that on your favorite podcast platforms. Just search for Pure, A-R-R-H, Retrospective Podcast, countoutpod.com/pure if you just want to go there. You can find me on Twitter at SeanTaggart531.
Very cool. Zach, anything?
I mean, of course, you can catch me, Mikey, every Wednesday for Independent Waters, where we dive into the independent wrestling scene and try to find gems of matches that are underrated but should be viewed more.
And not only that, this week's special episode, this week's episode coming up, not this week's episode, next week's episode, is very special. We have we did an interview with PWL wrestler Marty Snow. So go check that out next week on the show. We're really excited that we got Marty on. We've seen some of his matches from Pro Wrestling Legacy, and they have been absolutely awesome. And Marty is a nice guy, but he wouldn't want us to tell you that.
No, not at all. No, he's a bastard. Don't listen to anything Michael said. He's a horrible person.
He's a heel all through and through.
He will beat you up if he sees you in real life. No, seriously, Dad, don't go beating him up.
But yeah, sorry to cut you off. Continue, Zach.
I have never many personal plugs. Everyone who watches listens to Independent Waters knows this. Happy St. Patrick's Day, y'all.
Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Go check out all of the podcasts here on the Countout Network. Like we said already, we said Pure, Your Dose of Death, Independent Waters, but we have so much other awesome content here on the Countout Network for you. Obviously, we have Happy Hour because we're all here live right now on twitch.tv/countout. We also have Had to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, Ring Post Radio, I can't go. My brain is short circuiting. Okada Shorts is a new
Okada
new podcast.
Shorts, baby.
New podcast here on the Kyo Network. A new Japan
so
show.
Much.
So much fun content for you to check out here on the Kyo Network. You can go follow us on Twitter at @KyoNetPod. You can go follow Indie Waters on Twitter at Indie Waters. And you can go subscribe to the Countout Network on YouTube at Countout Wrestling Podcast Network, and like us on Facebook, which is the same thing. Yeah, we have a YouTube channel where we post videos. Crazy concept.
Breaking news here.
Crazy concept, right? And I think that about wraps it up. Oh, and of course, go check out all the fun merch we have over at countoutpod.com/store. And if you want to become a member of the Countout Network for $5 a month and get access to a bunch of exclusive audios from a bunch of different shows here on the Countout Network, go to countoutpod.com/membership and sign up there. Now I believe that is everything. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. And I bid you all adieu. Goodbye.
Bye.
What is it? What does Kenny Omega say? I bid you adieu.
Goodbye.
Goodbye
and good night. Wah, bang.
Bang.
This has been a Countout Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.